Welcome to Vegas Inc. Radio. I'm Dellen Goldberg, host of the show and business editor of Vegas Inc. and the Las Vegas Sun. Over the next half hour, we'll listen in on a roundtable discussion Vegas Inc. recently hosted with several business leaders. Joining us were Tina Quigley, general manager of the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada, Larry Charlton, head of Nevada operations for City National Bank, Lori Nelson, Vice President of Corporate Communications for Station Casinos, Doug Geisner, CEO of the Southern Nevada Medical Industry Coalition, Stephen Brown, Director of the UNLV Center for Business and Economic Research, and Joe Hernandez, President and Chief Operating Officer of insurance company Branch Hernandez and Associates. The group gathered in our Vegas Inc. office back in November to look back at 2012 and look ahead to 2013. Here, let's listen as they tell us what they learned in the past year.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for coming and participating in this today. Most of you probably have not seen this conference room before. Whenever I come here, I'm always inspired because our founder, Hank Greenspun, had this vision of what Green Valley was going to look like. When he first looked at it back in the 50s, there was absolutely nothing out here but desert. And if you look out here now, you can see quite a sight and what has come to be part of our community. So it's always exciting for me to be up here, and I hope that that also inspires you too. I promised to get everybody out of here by 1 o'clock. So what we will do is the first thing that I wanted to do is just go around the table and give me a little 30-second bio of yourself, and we'll talk about what some of the industries are that you're kind of representing in this conference. Start right here with Joe.
Okay, Joe Hernandez, President and COO of Branch Hernandez Associates. I'm a California transplant, California native, born and raised, moved from Orange County here. Came here to do some work with MGM on the Bellagio expansion project as a risk manager, overseeing the insurance for that project. Our insurance agency is about 10 years old. We do still work with gaming. We also work with one of the city of North Las Vegas. Our primary focus is small business and large business insurance, risk management, and employee benefits. So that's primarily what we do. I am currently the vice chairman of the Latin Chamber of Commerce and immediate past president of the Nevada Independent Insurance Agents Association.
We asked Joe to come to talk on behalf of the small business community. So, Tina.
Okay. I am Tina Quigley, and my title is General Manager of the Regional Transportation Commission, or the RTC. And the RTC is the local government agency that is responsible for three primary areas of transportation, and that is the Streets and Highways Program. We coordinate with all the different city entities in Clark County in coming up with a coordinated and comprehensive roadway plan, and then we receive the federal funds, and we prioritize those projects for funding. We are also the transit agency, so all the buses, the public transit that you see in the valley, RTC Transit, is under our purview. And then also we're the traffic signalization, ITS, the Intelligent Traffic Management System. And anything having to do with technology and managing traffic is under the RTC's purview as well. So things like signalization, ramp meters, those dynamic message signs,
Much better job over the years.
The industry as a whole has really just blossomed over the past few years, I'd say the past 10, 15 years, and the reason being is that you can actually get upwards of 30% additional capacity out of your infrastructure, out of your road system, if you've got, if you're using technology to help manage traffic. So it's a much easier investment to invest in technology than it is to build a new, a brand new highway. I've been in Southern Nevada for 22 years now. I was actually at the airport prior to this. I was at the airport for 15 years as the assistant director of planning, construction, and engineering. So all my background is, career background is in Southern Nevada and in the transportation industry.
And that's why we invited Tina to talk about transportation. Dr. Brown.
I'm Steve Brown, and I came to Nevada in September 2010. To take over as director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the university, and I've been doing it since then. I have a PhD in economics from the University of Maryland, and I spent most of my career at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas.
And we invited Dr. Brown to speak about all things economic, so he's kind of the catch-all man who hopefully can also address some things about real estate and things that are happening in Southern Nevada. Across the table then is Doug.
Doug Geinzer. I am the CEO of the Southern Nevada Medical Industry Coalition. Coalition's been around since about 2001 with a mission to improve the quality of health in Southern Nevada. I've been a volunteer with the organization since 2001. In my other lives, I run a bunch of recruitment advertising businesses and help develop workforces. But that's how I got bridged into the Southern Nevada Medical Industry Coalition with developing a transition to practice program for new graduate nurses so we could improve the quality of health care in town.
And, of course, Doug is going to be representing the healthcare industry. Lori Nelson.
I'm Lori Nelson. I've been here since the end of 1995. I moved out here from the Midwest to get away from winters and come to a dynamic economy that was certainly growing and doing some very exciting things. And I fell in love with Las Vegas. A lot of my family followed me out here in retirement and raising kids and all that, so it's been great. I'm currently Vice President of Corporate Communications at Station Casinos. I've been there 7 years, always have done public relations. So I oversee all the public relations efforts and serve as the company's spokesperson. So I know a little bit about a lot of things within gaming.
And Lori will be representing gaming and tourism. And then finally, we have next to me here, Larry from City National Bank.
Yeah, Larry Charlton. The title is Nevada Regional Executive, and that's because the president of the bank says there's only one president, so there's many presidents. They bought my bank, Business Bank in Nevada, about 4.5 years ago. Previous to that, I worked for, like I said, Business Bank of Nevada, and previous to that, Bank of America for 10 years, and previous to that, Valley Bank of Nevada, because I've been here since the early 70s, and went to work for Valley Bank when it was a $200 million bank. The bank I'm currently with started in 54. A lot of people don't know it, but it's the 24th largest bank in the United States. We're over $25 billion in size. We're over $2 billion in Manhattan. We're in Tennessee, we're in Georgia, and we're in Nevada, and we are in California, quite a bit in California. So I guess I represent the financial institutions. And we're a private and business bank as opposed to a retail bank. So there's a number of things to comment there. And, of course, we're not a Wall Street bank. So being the only person in the room representing financial institutions, there is a difference. A bank is not necessarily a bank, depending on what it does and what its products are, et cetera. So in my previous life with Valley Bank in Nevada, I was the banker for the Strip. Opened the Mirage, opened MGM Grand, opened the big ones, and I was here when they were all built and know what it takes to do that and to run them. I laughingly say I could run a cage today. but it was a lot of fun watching this place grow. And I had relatives there since 1939, so after talking to Uncle Bob for a number of years, and he worked in the casino industry, it was very interesting.
I emailed everybody a list of some questions that will be the basis of our conversation today, but because my bosses are here, I'm going to ask them to, if they wish, to ask follow-up questions as well as we progress. We'll start off with Southern Nevada had another tough year in 2012 with still high unemployment, high foreclosure rates, slow growth in our tourism and gaming, and a state economic diversification plan that's in its infancy at this point. How did your industry fare in 2012, and what lessons were learned in the experience? Let's start with Larry.
Well, financial institutions continue to be, let's say, struggle. However, in 2012, it did hit the bottom, and there are some green shoots that are happening. The commercial office space here, slowly getting absorbed. We're well overbuilt there, about 25-30% for vacancy, I believe. And talking with C.B. Richard Ellis last week or 2 weeks ago, we saw some absorption of about 300,000-400,000 square feet last month, which is great. But banking, and again, depends. The banks that did a lot of the residential lending and the subprime had some problems, obviously, with the residences here. The wet document bill, I forget what the name of it is, kind of slowed down the foreclosure, so there's some inventory out there. Although we're seeing some small builders building, like Lennar, we've seen the 200,000 and 300,000 range new homes being built. The rest of us, it depends on if you look at a small bank. Small banks' main incomes are interest income, which means loans. And a small bank generally turns to real estate development loans is the best ROI you can get on a portfolio. So they're struggling. And if you look at any of the smaller banks, and having been in a community bank, I understand that, and it's difficult for them. Difficult for them to turn a profit. They've got deposits. It's putting it out and deploying it. Our bank, being a regional bank, and our bank is back. We have not had a losing quarter in 20 years, even through this recession. And we've got a $4 billion mortgage portfolio and have had 10 foreclosures. That's it. So there's a difference between banks when I talk about when we get into those portfolios and those assets. We're doing fine. You know, here it was a little bit of a struggle because they bought, City National came in right as the economy started bottoming out. So we did some things like cost cutting. A lot of banks have done that. You've seen cost cutting in the FTE, full-time equivalent positions. We're able to, because we got some infrastructure in California, take advantage of that rather than duplicating it here. So that has helped us. Some of the larger banks, I've seen some of their reorganizational efforts.
So we're seeing some rebound there.
Yes.
How about small business? Is small business seeing that same type of a rebound?
I think the beginning of 2012, after about a 25% reduction in members and a lot of small businesses that closed their doors, we're starting to see a little bit more movement now. You're starting to see a lot of startups and banks like Citibank and the SBA are starting to provide some lending opportunities for some of the newer startups. But for the most part, I think the small businesses in the year 2012, and that's including ourselves, I think we most of us stayed pretty stagnant. I think if anything, we realized some slight increase in revenues and a potential for hiring staff, maybe part-time initially, with the intent of bringing people on full-time. But I think overall, the small business community is still struggling, and I think until we get through this initial change in the election cycle that we had, I think we'll be in a better position to determine whether or not small business is going to grow for the year 2013.
Dr. Brown, I'm sure you've done some research on these types of things. So how does this jive with some of your data that you've collected?
The data we've collected is very consistent with that. We do survey the business community. We're finding more financial headwinds here in Southern Nevada than in other parts of the country, based on comparing our survey with that conducted by the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And we're also seeing that businesses have a positive attitude, small businesses have a positive attitude toward the economy, but it's barely positive. So it's just, you know, if they were a little more pessimistic, the numbers would be negative. They're just the industry, businesses right now are slightly optimistic about the future, but they're having trouble getting money to support growth.
You're listening to Vegas Inc. Radio, part of Waking Up with the Sun. We're here every Monday at 7 a.m. on KUNV 91.5 The Source. I'm your host, Dellen Goldberg, business editor of Vegas Inc. and the Las Vegas Sun. Today, we're listening in on a roundtable discussion with business leaders from the transportation, finance, gaming, health, and small business communities in Las Vegas, talking about what they experienced in 2012, their reflections, and their predictions for 2013. Let's listen.
How about the healthcare industry, Doug? Are you seeing the same sort of patterns?
So healthcare is in a state of change right now. Obviously, we're figuring out how to best consume the Affordable Care Act. Now that that's been upheld by the Supreme Court in June and with the re-election of President Obama, we know that Affordable Care Act is here to stay. So everybody's positioning to figure out what that means and how we're going to handle that. The economic decline created a tremendous swell of uninsured. And so for a period of time, I think the number was about 25% of the folks walking into an ER were uninsured. So somebody had to bear that expense. So a lot of our hospitals were operating in the red for the past couple of years. They've trimmed up their workforces just as everybody else has to get their P&L in alignment. But we've got challenges ahead. You know, now we're all looking at the Affordable Care Act. I'd say the biggest thing that we're faced with right now is, do we expand Medicaid in Nevada? Because that's going to be a major decision that the governor is going to have to make.
It seems to me that while some of these industries are struggling to somewhat, the gaming industry and tourism has kind of gone, has done a little bit better recently. Lori, is that what you're perceiving as far as the gaming and tourism side?
Absolutely. I think the theme for 2012 for gaming was stabilization, and we were really pleased to see that consistently, especially in the locals market. We just reported our third quarter earnings, and three quarters in a row in 2012 showed modest improvements, which is really nice to see. And I think as far as lessons learned that the gaming industry is going to be looking at is really being able to appreciate some consistent recovery, but over a 3 to 5 year period. It's going to still take some time, but I think small indicators and that consistency with that stabilization has been a real positive for the gaming industry.
The gaming industry is doing well, but people have to get here in order to appreciate that, and certainly the casino industry is interested in what is happening in our transportation infrastructure. Tina, could you address that? How are things looking as far as from your industry?
Well, if you look at our revenue pie, we are made up mostly of sales tax revenue, and that revenue is applied to our transit operations, and some of it goes to our streets and highways program. But a majority traditionally of our streets and highways program has been funded through motor vehicle fuel tax. And so even though sales tax revenues are starting to stabilize and actually even starting to increase just recently, we're seeing 6% growth right now, which makes us very comfortable. Our motor vehicle fuel tax revenues have decreased significantly, about 16%. So the streets and highways program is suffering. We were lucky to get about $169 million worth of stimulus money during the downturn, which helped us out, and we've got some projects that we're still wrapping up from those revenues. But the future at this point is we're definitely a little concerned, and we know that infrastructure is going to play a very big part of Southern Nevada's growth from here out as we work on diversifying our economy. The things that we hear from regularly from those who want to bring business here is, one, you've got to have an education system, and two, you've got to have a strong transit and transportation program. So definitely something we're going to be working on.
At the beginning of 2012, there was an abundance of hope and optimism for the future. Was that optimism misplaced, or did other circumstances come into play that affected our economy? And I'll throw that open to any panelist who wants to respond to that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with optimism and hope. I think it's just the expectations for defining that hope have changed dramatically over the years. So I think it's a very resilient community, and I think everyone's been optimistic for the recovery and seeing improvements, you know, in strip trends and in the locals market for us. That's been a positive, and it's nice to hear that in other markets that we're seeing that as well. So I think there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think it's misplaced at all.
Did something happen during the year that changed the whole ballgame?
Well, yes. There are a couple of things that happened. One is the U.S. economy slowed down at mid-year a lot more than people had expected, and that's showing up in a little bit weaker visitor volume. The other thing that happened is Europe went into a recession, and we're seeing fewer visitors from Europe coming. Mostly we were getting Germans anyway, but we're getting fewer Germans than we used to get. And then the Asian economies, which are dependent upon exports to the rest of the world, have also slowed down. And so we're actually seeing fewer visitors from Asia. And visitors from Asia matter a lot to the strip casinos because the Chinese visitors like to play baccarat, which if you look at the gaming numbers, you sort of see this kind of steady upward trend with baccarat going like that. And it's, you know, a few visitors from China that are doing that, creating that volatility. And with the Asian economy slowing down, we're not getting quite as many of those visitors. We are seeing a fill-in of California visitors, but they tend to spend a little bit less than people who come from farther away.
On the banking side, we did look at 2012 with some optimism, but the first fiscal cliff side kind of stalemate in Washington kind of killed we saw a definite impact of that in around the end of the first quarter, second quarter. And I agree, talking about the visitors here, I watched those, the LBCVA visitor figures, and dropping even after that. So that kind of hurt. But I do point to the fiscal cliff, and I'm concerned as it looms again as to what's going to happen. And hopefully our Washington brethren get their acts together.
And certainly the fiscal cliff is affecting investment spending.
Without a doubt.
Locally, from businesses I've talked to, and nationally.
I think that's really what's on all of our minds is the fiscal cliff and having lawmakers being able to resolve that.
Can I ask, are any of your industries reaching out to your lobbyists to lean on the lawmakers to address the fiscal cliff?
In gaming, we have a great relationship and rapport with our representatives, and you know, certainly we've expressed our views, and that dialogue has been going on. And we're real hopeful that they're really going to go in and take some responsibility and help Nevada and make sure we're represented in all that.
Let me be more specific. What confidence do you have that the Nevada delegation will step up and resolve it?
We have a lot of faith in the Nevada delegation. It's, I think, you know, we having the Senate Majority Leader and Harry Reid is really good for Nevada, and he certainly knows our state inside and out, and is very protective of Nevada, and we believe very much in he and everyone else going out there on our behalf.
From a transportation perspective, I would agree. Harry was absolutely instrumental in getting the new transportation bill passed. He worked really hard to get that thing through. So, to that extent, we are grateful to have that leadership in that role.
Many view the end of the presidential campaign as a turning point. What does the re-election of President Obama, how does it affect your industry? And would you have been better off had Mitt Romney been elected? I know, Doug, you kind of alluded a little bit about healthcare and how that's been affected and how we now have a clear picture of what's ahead. How does that shake out with the healthcare?
I think a lot of the healthcare leaders over the past year took a kind of a wait and see. We weren't certain what was going to come about of this election and whether the Affordable Care Act would be repealed or what part of it would be. Now that we know it's going to be upheld, now I think we've got probably several years ahead of us of really defining what that means. There were 2,600 pages in that act, and I believe that the administration went out with good intentions to solve our healthcare problems, but they decided to eat the whole pie at once, and that's going to create some challenges for us in the future. Healthcare over the course of the next year is going to look a lot different because we're going to be moving to an affordable care an accountable care organization where we start looking at managing the health of a person through the whole lifespan. So it's going to be a different system for us in years to come.
There's several triggers that I think both the small and large businesses are concerned with. The first one being the fact that the cost of health insurance is going to go up. And the reason I say that is there's two things that happen. With the pre-existing condition no longer being a problem or concern, if you go to get health insurance and you have a pre-existing condition, the mandate allows you to have the coverage, but it doesn't require that the insurance companies contain the cost for that insurance. So what's going to happen ultimately is that people with pre-existing conditions are going to find themselves paying more money. The second thing that happens for the small business people is that in a couple of years, I think by 2016, the credit that we would be getting for 50% of the insurance being paid by the employer, that's going to go away. So at that point, there's no incentive for the employer to offer the employee any health benefits because it's not going to cost me anything and I'm not going to get any credit for it. So now it falls back on the individual because over the three-year period, the penalties go from $95, I think, up to like $300 to $600, depending on the family. So those are other issues that have to be faced. Medicaid issue you're talking about, Medicare cost. The other concern there is on the Medicare side is if there's a reduction in access to doctors. We saw recently, I think Health Plan of Nevada and a couple other ones discontinue their Medicare program. So now you have a smaller choice or less doctors to choose from that will provide the Medicare services. And is that going to create long terms for waiting for medical services, especially if you're the elderly? We know there's a lot of things that are unknown. The cost, the other thing that we're talking about, that's another, I think, a fatal flaw. We really don't know eventually what the cost is going to be to the taxpayer. So these are the things, I think, that keep the small businesses concerned. The larger businesses, of course, with the 50-plus, they have got to worry about the penalty. So now do I reduce hours that people are going to work so that I don't have to be required to cover them? Do I pay the penalty as opposed to buying the insurance? So there's a lot of issues and uncertainty going on. I hope that both our Nevada contingency and the whole national contingency will get together and try to find those areas, work with us, the business community, and the corporations, everybody that's involved, to try to find some solutions to those problems and maybe work to change some of those things. I hope that happens.
Are we going to see layoffs?
Absolutely.
You think there's going to be layoffs, Larry?
Absolutely. I think that I agree with everything they've said regarding the health care, and it's, I echo, Joe, with the, hopefully the Congress and our representatives in the Senate, they hope they all get together on both sides of the aisle to lessen some of these impacts, because I'm staring at something on the financial side with the Dodd-Frank Act, and they're like half-written things, and it just leaves them wide open as to how they're going to regulate something, just like on the affordable health care, how you're going to pay for it. So the devil's in the details. How is all of that going to get worked out on the medical side? And then the Dodd-Frank thing, how are we going to set up those different agencies that govern the financial institutions, and who's going to have the power? And what is that going to do? And what is the cost? Interestingly enough, and you can say this about the healthcare, when I joined the bank I'm with, I went on the compliance committee, and we had 12 people. Now, this is the 24th largest bank in the United States in our compliance area. 25. 4 years later, we have 130.
Oh, my gosh.
130 people
wow.
That do nothing. Nothing. But compliance.
That is a stimulus bill.
All right, that was an excerpt of a business roundtable we hosted here at Vegas Inc., with business leaders talking about the lessons they learned from 2012 and their predictions for 2013. There's much more that they said, so we'll follow up next week with the rest of the conversation. This is Vegas Inc. Radio, part of Waking Up with the Sun. We're here every Monday at 7 a.m. on KUNV 91.5 The Source. I'm your host, Dellen Goldberg, business editor of Vegas Inc. Thanks to Steven Zeller, our producer, and the KUNV team. And thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your day.